tell you what's trending. Our Knights, we're off to the finals.
Here we are.
Going to the big dance.
Yeah. Loving seeing this footage rolling around, all these snippets of some of the highlights, but none more so than our co-captain, Millie Boyle, absolutely dominating.
Yep.
And thus me learning a new verb of dutz.
Yeah, dutzing players.
She dutzed three players to score a try on. Center.
Bang, she joins us right now. Millie Boyle, congratulations. Good morning.
Hello, thank you very much. How are we?
Oh, Millie, well done to you. Is dutzing a technical term that you guys train and work on during the week, or is that a bit more casual?
Look, that's probably more of a casual word, yep. but we do try, you know, they're probably more so tackle break, but we try.
That's a technical.
We try for that, and they come off sometimes, and sometimes you come off second best. But I will actually say that song you just played, Break yes. Myself by Beyonce, that is actually like our team song. So that was very fitting that was on. So that's pretty cool.
At what part of the warm-up does that play?
We kind of play it just before we're about to do warm-up. You know, we're getting pumped and ready to go out. There's a few songs we play, but that's one of them.
I love that.
That's what Millie...
The lyrics, breaking my soul. Yeah, you will not do that, Eels.
Well,
that's the goal.
What else is on the playlist, Millie, in the other songs?
We've got a bit of a mix of everything. I like country, but it kind of gets turned off quickly.
Yeah.
But no, I love a bit of everything. And Caitlin Johnson's usually on tune. She's pretty good.
Okay. She's the tune picker.
Yeah.
And so how's the vibe within the team today? A few sore bodies, or are we just on cloud nine still?
Yeah, look, definitely a few sore bodies. Very stoked with the performance, but... still obviously one more job to do, and that'll just be having a really good week and enjoying it, but putting in good sessions and then hopefully getting the outcome on Sunday.
Yeah, producer Snooze just told us that you've been down at the baths this morning. Is it freezing?
No, it's actually really nice. Okay. It's really nice. Just having a coffee. I'm actually down at Merriweather now. Stunning.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
And does it, I mean, September 4, you guys played the Eels last. You just beat them 2 points. Does that give you heart to know that you've already beaten them this season, or does it not really matter because it's grand final day?
No, you know what? Grand finals are a whole different game, and it really just comes out. Every team could be there, but it just comes out to whoever wants it the most, and that's what it'll be. Yeah, we left it pretty last minute to beat them at McDonald Jones a few weeks ago, but you know, hopefully we don't leave it too close this weekend. It'd be nice to, you know, put in the hard work early and enjoy the game.
It's just keeping it exciting, Mill.
You know, Gilly, finals footy respects no one and nothing.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter the prior form. You've got to come in and play in the day like our girls will do.
That's it. Just do what you did to the Dragons so we don't have to worry about it halfway through the game, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the goal.
Millie, it's a pretty young team, and obviously Wooden Spoon last year, off to the GF this year. So will the girls be nervous? What's the week like for you guys? Is there way more press than normal, you know, more spotlight on you guys?
There is like a little bit more going on this week. Trying not to put too much on, but there are the Dally EMs are on Monday as well. Oh, sorry, Wednesdays. We've got a few girls going down for that. Training on Tuesday and Thursday.
You had a hell of a night at the Dally EMs last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know what? For the wrong reason.
I loved it.
I didn't make the final. I could let my hair down. But this week, different story.
Yep.
Very straighty 180. Get in, get out, and back to Nui. So,
Do you get to present the medal this year?
No. It doesn't work like that. But no.
Okay.
But we've got just going back to that. We do have a young squad, but we've also got a lot of experienced players as well. Even though they are young, like I was saying, someone like Caitlin Johnson, she's only 21 years old, which is crazy. Jessie's obviously 17, but they've had a lot of experience in playing sport at an elite level, which is can't really help come final time.
And a lot of the players still have jobs, don't they, as well? Like some are teachers and stuff like that. Do they have to work this week?
Yeah. Well, actually, the good thing is they're on school holidays. I'm actually here with Yaz Clydesdale. She's a teacher. Liv Hamilton's a teacher as well. Liv Higgins. She's a teacher as well, and they do work throughout the week, which is crazy. Yaz is in Scone, so she drives it's just crazy. I haven't been to Scone yet, but it's a long way away. But yeah, it's great now that they've got some time off and they can enjoy the week.
Yeah. Imagine that, your teacher's just in the NRL grand final.
I know. Can't wait. Let alone these women who have to get their head around, all right, I know school holidays is wonderful, but like, I've got things to mark or curriculum to plan. Oh, I'm just going to go play the grand final.
She was just saying that. She's like, well, I've got a few sessions to plan for this and that, mark. And I was like, God, I could not think of anything worse right now.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, we can't wait. Hopefully, maybe speak to you again before the big dance. But it's this Sunday, of course, first in the Eels, right before the men's final at Acor Stadium. Give them hell, Millie. Good luck out there. We can't wait. The whole town's behind you guys.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Millie. Keep up the good dootsing.
Doots! Doots!